Listen to the Mark and Kim Show on demand anytime on the new Star 102.1 app. Download it for free from the App Store or Google Play.
We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in winter wonderland.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
What day of the week is it?
Today's Tuesday.
I'm not awake right now.
I'm going back to bed.
Wow, that's really lazy.
Not lazy. I'm just,
I need my beauty sleep.
Beauty sleep?
Are you serious right now?
You'd have to sleep for like a month.
Plus,
don't forget, we've got a show to do.
That's today?
Like right now?
That's right, right now.
Showtime!
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
Well, there it is. All the world's ails are fixed. It's back to normal. We have snow. It was December 1st, or it is December 1st. Final day of November. Welcome you to December on the Mark and Kim Show on Starwater 2.1. We are living in a winter wonderland as it is not above freezing yet, and what we had yesterday continues to stay on the ground.
It's still falling a little bit.
Yeah.
Very light snow this morning.
We'll see a little light snow today. A little AM flurry chance, partly cloudy, still breezy. High today, only 38. So this is the whole it won't be gone by lunch thing. We're usually a little snowfall. It's done by lunch. It's gone. But no. Today's high 37, tomorrow 45. One slick spot, and it was over a bridge. So I would assume that bridges, overpasses today, had the opportunity to freeze overnight. Because like I said, we're below freezing. So be careful, bridges and overpasses, especially if you've got a turn that's coming into that bridge. As you happen to have in a few situations around Tennessee on this December 1st. Welcome. A
lot of school delays.
Yeah.
Closings, depending on where they are.
What? The daily mustache check. And there it is.
Oh, you had to look around to see it? I mean, it's in full effect from where
it
I
is,
am.
But we'll get to the school delays and cancellations here in 1 second. But I do notice that it is matriculating down the edges of the corners of your mouth. The mustache, which was straight across, porn stash style, is now matriculating, which is not a word, by the way, down. Okay. Besides, it's coming.
You're not going to do that thing again, are you, that you did before?
The Fu Manchu.
No, I don't think so. But the only thing I had done before this is I'd trimmed it to where it didn't kind of cover my lip. But now I'm kind of letting that go. I'm just letting it all out.
You want it to cover your lip?
Yeah, I'm just letting it all out right now.
So you want to have to be a person that takes their finger and moves their mustache this way, moves their mustache so they can get a sip of something out of a drink?
Not necessarily, but you have it to where it's covering your lip a little bit, but it's not, I don't know, I can tell that you've shaped it, I guess, a little bit.
I shape my mustache,
yeah.
Yes.
So I need to figure out how to do that exactly.
You're not shaping yours at all?
Not really right now, no.
So you want mustache lessons from me?
I want to make sure that it doesn't cover my lip, but also I want it to keep growing. I want it to, to be.
Well, I have a mustache lesson later on this afternoon, about 4, and then around 9 tonight, I have mustache riding lessons. If you want to get involved in that,
I'm okay. I'll go on YouTube. I'll figure it out myself.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
We have both available. Openings for all. Don't discriminate. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Good morning. Welcome. It's us. It's
just
here.
Just shaking my head over here.
5:47. That's the rattling we're hearing, I guess.
Yeah.
So the schools are delayed and canceled today. We said there would be no more snow days now that we have virtual learning. And now we have snow days.
Well, a lot of them are going to be virtual.
So they are shifting to virtual.
If they aren't now, a lot aren't, too, because they don't have the facilities to do it,
Well, have they not been sending... I mean, we've been through a pandemic, and we're still in the pandemic. Were these kids not sent home with a computer and internet capabilities before?
Apparently, every single school does not have that capability.
Well, that's the interesting thing, though, because I learned a couple days ago that Anderson County was moving to virtual learning, but I'm looking on online, and I see that they're closed today. So,
did they not hear us? We said the snow day is over.
Well, no,
snow day today, so you'll be home virtual learning today.
Well, now with Knox County, I know they said Knox County virtual and live will start 2 hours late. That was their thing. So virtual and live. So if you're virtual.
So you get to stay home and still have a 2-hour delay. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because the teachers and everything and the other students, because you do have class with the students.
Yeah, I mean, I understand all that, but man, oh man.
So why would you start early?
I wouldn't say life is good right now, but certainly. Certainly, that's a way to work the system. That's AJR, their brothers, on the Mark and Kim Show on Star 102.1. And they were part of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which we sat down and watched. And I was feeling sorry for them and all the other performers. I do generally feel bad for those performers anyway.
Why?
Because they're having to lip sync their songs. Yeah. They're playing the pop version of the song.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell we were on the radio. We hear these songs every day 4 or 5 times. And so we know exactly what they sound like. And so you know, there's no way they're performing, which is fine. It's 35 degrees, or they're on a float, the whole thing. I understand that. And you could tell.
Too much room for error if they did it live.
And even the lip syncing, which is live. There's a human being standing there lip syncing. You can tell when the director is not confident that the people that are lip syncing are doing a very good job. Because the shot stays wide.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A couple of times they had like a portion of the float almost actually obliterating the view of the person singing because of how bad. And they always tell them, keep your microphone very close to your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so the boys, AJR, were performing. And they're the lead singer, dancing like he's in a rave club. I mean, just knowing that there's literally no one in front of him. Keep in mind, there was nobody.
But he knows he's on TV.
Yeah, I understand that. But there's literally no one in front of him. It's like everything he ever did in front of a mirror in his bedroom growing up.
You probably feel kind of silly, though, lip-syncing, though. So I guess if you can dance, I don't know.
Well, I felt bad for him until I looked up the group a little bit. And I'm looking here at their pictures. Every publicity shot of AJR. Dude who was dancing like there's no one watching.
Uh-huh. Because there was no one watching. Well, except for you at home.
He's wearing a funky wool flap hat. In
A flap hat? One of those that goes over the ears?
Every image of this cat... He's in a weird flap hat. So I don't feel sorry for him.
So that's his look. That's
even
his
one
look.
Of him on the beach. I mean, it's warm. He's wearing a t-shirt, but wearing it.
Every picture of him with that wool flap down, buckle under the neck.
Is he going bald?
Why is the hat always the remedy for going bald?
Because we talked about last week or the week before about how people wear the hats and they grow their hair.
I don't know what he's got going
that
on
golfer
there.
Golfer you talked about that grew his hair.
Here's a picture of him. He's fully follicled.
Yeah.
He just likes to wear a goofy hat. Hmm. And it's the same goofy hat over and over again. But he didn't, I don't know if I
Maybe
noticed
it's
or
his
not.
Security hat.
Hmm. Do you have a security hat, Wilmar?
No, I don't.
Kim, do you have a security hat?
I don't, but
funny,
people
when
have
you,
different security items.
When you wear a hat, any of your hats in public, I usually do call for security to come get them because they're horrific. Kalina. Kygo and Selena Gomez together, they had a kid named Kalina. It's Selena Gomez and Kygo on the Mark and Kim Show. It ain't me. Okay, so let's listen to this crack made on Saved by the Bell's reboot, which I've heard is horrible. I've not seen it. I hear it's terrible. Did you see it?
I haven't, but I've watched the show, the old show, recently, and it is very dated.
It happened in the 90s.
But I had the thought, it would be kind of hard to reboot this and make it work today, I feel like.
Right, because you only have Mario Lopez back, Elizabeth Berkley back, Tiffany Amber Thiessen's not back. I don't think John Mark Paul Gossler, whatever his name is.
Mark Paul Gossler.
I'm not sure. He's not
John
back.
John Paul Mark?
I don't know.
All the apostles.
I'll get Luke is in there somewhere. You know, where are we in this world when we can't even joke about a successful kidney transplant?
It wasn't really like a joke to me. I mean, it was just to make it current, I guess, and just things they were talking about.
I hope someday that we have a fan base that would fight to the death for us over absolutely nothing.
Mm.
All right? Having to defend us simply for the hope that maybe we'll recognize your defense of us.
What are they, the Selena-aters? Is that what they're called? Selena-nators? Selena-aters?
I'll keep working through it. This is fun.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's something like that. I mean, I don't know which one it is.
The Salinators? Like
no, I don't think that's it.
Takes the salt out of your water? I mean,
no.
What is it?
It's the Selenators, I guess.
Spell it.
I mean, S-E-L-E-N-A-T-O-R-S.
Selenators. Selenators?
Okay.
Selenators?
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
All right, listen to Saved by the Bell. Tell me if you have a problem with this. You've heard it.
Yeah.
You haven't.
I didn't have a problem.
You
with
haven't
it.
Heard that?
I have not.
Listen to this. Oh, Captain Offended over here. Let's see what he thinks about this.
No, I know for a fact that Selena Gomez's kidney donor was Justin Bieber's mom. God, I wish that I had my phone so that I could prove it.
Selena Gomez's kidney transplant donor was Justin Bieber's mom. One more.
No, I know for a fact that Selena Gomez's kidney donor was Justin Bieber's mom. God, I wish that I had my phone so that I could prove it.
Huh?
Harmless.
I didn't think.
Absolutely harmless.
Exactly. I thought it was just a way to make them current to, you know, this is what's going on. I thought it was like an homage to her. Almost,
I hate the word victimized, but we, you know, we're in the public. We talk on a radio.
Mm-hmm.
We talk out of an app, out of the phone, out of the computer. Everything. Our voice is out there.
Yeah.
And sometimes you say things and or sometimes you don't say things and they come for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They come for you. Well, they've come hard for NBC
mm-hmm.
and Peacock, which is the streaming service from NBC. Because of that ridiculous line right there. That is all there was. I could prove. And it's so tongue in cheek too. Did people not understand,
exactly.
You know, the generation that's so ironic
yeah.
doesn't understand a little irony. It's like funny. Of course Selena Gomez's kidney donor was not Justin Bieber's mother. That's obviously just a fun way in which to turn a phrase. All right. Mm. So now, on top of that, they have now cut that scene from the Saved by the Bell reboot.
It's just madness. I mean, this is not meant. There's no malice here. I mean, there's nothing. I just don't.
No, even, none.
And even at the end of the day, it's a joke.
But like, you know that these people invest in their celebrities or their famous people or whatever.
That's so, all they live for.
So hard. And you certainly know that they do it for whatever community they want to be a part of, because everybody needs to be part of a community. And on top of that, maybe if I go after this morning show or television program or whomever who has spoken bad about my favorite people, that those favorite people will then recognize me for my efforts for going after somebody for them. Like Taylor Swifties
mm-hmm.
are going to come, like she's going to start sending gifts out because you defended her to some radio station or some person on whatever, on a TV show. Come on.
And they defend with all their heart.
Can you imagine if Selena Gomez ever goes like on a roast or something, you know? I mean, they're going to have a field day.
But don't people realize that if Selena Gomez goes on a roast, you know, and everybody makes fun of Selena Gomez, that she's part of that, she's there for
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
I'm not sure they would.
I don't think the millennials could handle going on roasts. Give me the youngest person ever on a roast. And it's certainly not in the...
I know Bieber was. He was roasted.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and yeah. That, he did that because, actually, I think kind of to rehabilitate his image a little
yeah.
bit. And so show right. that he can be laugh. You know, he can make fun of himself.
Days after Selena Gomez's fans expressed their outrage... It's all about the outrage now, isn't it? After they expressed their outrage at Peacock's new Saved by the Bell reboot, now Peacock is saying, we're sorry. It was never our intention to make light of Selena's health. We have been in touch with her team, and we've been making a donation to her charity, the Selena Gomez Fund for Lupus Research at USC. Now, she currently suffers from lupus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't even say anything about lupus. They just mentioned a kidney transplant.
Yeah.
You know?
One that, like you said, went well. I mean...
Right.
She seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, she's right. Yeah. There's no. Is there any residual effects that we're not hearing about?
Well, if we're not hearing about them, we don't know. But, I mean, she seems to be doing fine. Her, you know, she's been taking care of her mental health and
right,
everything.
Exactly.
I didn't see one thing wrong with this.
By the way, could you apologize for making fun of Will Meyer's in-tone groan nail, as you've called it?
Yes, please do, Kim.
But if you could make a statement next, that'd be great, about his in-tone groan nail.
I'll make a donation, too. Yeah, yeah.
To your big toe fund.
After 8 this morning, Taste Test Tuesday, Will Meyer's pumpkin pie macaroni and cheese versus the actual Kraft pumpkin spice mac and cheese. We'd heard about it weeks and weeks and weeks ago. Somebody on the staff here, Becca James, the girl with a nickname and a first name, entered the contest to win one of the very few boxes of...
There was like 100 of them, I think.
Kraft macaroni and cheese, and she got selected to get one. It was, of course, 6 to 8 weeks for delivery, which means it's after pumpkin spice season.
Of course. Here we are in Christmas for
right.
peppermint season and having pumpkin spice.
We have flavor seasons now.
Well, yeah, I didn't think about this being peppermint season.
It's peppermint season. No,
it is kind of peppermint. Peppermint mocha, peppermint, you know...
Candy cane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's peppermint right now.
Okay, fine. But the point being is that we concocted our own few months ago now, our own pumpkin spice mac and cheese. You had the pumpkin spice salty powdery stuff.
Just the powder, yeah, the seasoning.
I got the pumpkin, pure pumpkin, unsweetened, pure pumpkin, which is good for feeding dogs to keep them consistent
yeah.
and keep the other dogs from eating their poop. And then Will Meyer had pumpkin pie filling.
Mm-hmm.
And we,
with all the seasoning
right,
and everything,
we
in it.
Each individually cooked our own, had our own individual Kraft macaroni and cheese bowl. You scooped a couple of scoops of pumpkin pie filling into that, mixed mm-hmm. it up, and it was delicious. It was very good. I don't know why you're turning your nose and your mustache now.
It's odd because I'm happy that I won.
Hold on real quickly. Turn your nose up towards Kim so you can see what your mustache does. No, turn your nose up like you just did a minute. Like, ew, gross. Say, like, yeah.
What did I do?
Your mustache becomes the Golden Arches.
It really does. It has like
you look like
little...
a cartoon character.
You do.
You look like something like Rocky and Bullwinkle, man.
That's funny. Don't turn
like a cartoon villain.
Yeah, don't turn your nose up anymore, bro.
Yeah, you got to stop that.
Stop that. Woo! I mean, the mustache
is. It is. It's like it's got the dip in it. And,
yeah. It's like it's like an
M. It's funny.
Here, I'm the villain Mustachio.
Yes.
You look like one of the Wario's, Luigi's, or Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So today, point I'm making.
You know, you'd asked me, though, about you know why I'm turning my nose up at it. It's just, it's an odd thing. I'm happy that I won, but at the same time, I didn't like what I made.
You didn't like it at all?
No, not at all. You're did.
Of the three of us, you're the pickiest eater.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so.
I thought yours was creamy. It tasted good. The savory and sweet together. It was yours was perfect. It
and
really was.
So today, Becca James, the girl with a nickname and a first name, will be joining us after 8. She will concoct at home. She'll whip together the Kraft macaroni and cheese, the actual pumpkin spice Kraft mac and cheese. Whip it up. Bring it in 8:05 this morning. Taste test yours versus hers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited. I have a feeling that yours will taste better.
I hope the other one tastes better.
I guess we spun a wheel or we somehow determined that you didn't you didn't want pumpkin pie filling. You just happened to get it. And
we drew numbers. Yeah, was it the K-Cups a decision?
Something,
or?
Yeah. We got 2, and 3. And so, I think.
Because I had number 1 and chose the spice.
Oh, so then we did choose that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I think I was second.
Never mind. It wasn't a random. Okay, and you chose pumpkin pie filling. And I'll tell you right now, I'll bet you that yours tastes better than Kraft mac and cheese.
And won't that be funny? Because Kraft has probably gone through all these machinations to get the perfect, what they feel is the perfect mix.
Yeah.
And we just opened up a can of pumpkin pie mix.
And a can of whoop-ass.
Oh, well. We can open that up, too.
No, I'm telling you right now, on Kraft, we'll say, look at us. We'll tweet that out today to them. Say, look what we've done. Better than yo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are, December 1st, National Cookie Days is Friday. Here's some things to look forward to. We'll try to be glass half full around here, right?
Yeah.
Generally speaking, aren't we?
Generally, I think we are.
Aren't we always glass half full around here?
I mean, you know, I think two of us usually are.
Yeah.
And there's a third party that maybe not be.
I'm a little cynical. I'm a bit of a cynic.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. But there has to be a cynic, right?
No, there doesn't have to be. No.
No, actually, to outweigh the two of you, especially you, rose-colored glasses, you need a cynic. You need somebody on the other side of it.
Yin and yang, yeah.
Yeah, to balance it out. You understand yin and yang, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, she doesn't understand.
No, she definitely doesn't.
So here's some things to look forward to.
Why we have to be cynical.
I'm cynical every day, whether I have a radio show or not.
Oh, I know you are.
When I retire someday.
You and my husband.
Guess what I'll be?
He says I'm not cynical, I'm a realist.
Well, it's true. I'm a realist, too.
Well, realist is depressing.
Well, realism is depressing. If it's not, doesn't mean it's not real. Point being, there's some things to look forward to in December as we are glass.
Oh, there's lots of things to look forward to.
I wish
you
would tell
December.
Me about it.
I'm trying to get there.
There is. There's lots of
things.
I'm
going to go with movie stuff first.
Oh, okay.
How about you? Look at you.
There's movie stuff to
come there actually
December?
Is.
Oh, do you want to tell me?
I haven't seen the list yet, but I just know of things coming out in December.
Movie musical called The Prom with Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman, and James Corden hits Netflix next Friday. There's something to look forward to.
That sounds fun.
A movie musical with Nicole Kidman singing.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep, who sang in Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
So she wasn't terrible.
No.
James Corden, he's more than just a late night show. He's a show host. He can sing. It will be on demand. I'm sorry. It's on Netflix. On demand on December 15th is Tenet.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan movie. You've got Into the Dark Knight and
Now that's
Inception.
The one you've been looking for.
No, I saw it.
Right?
I saw it. Remember?
Oh.
Yeah.
Now Christopher Nolan likes to make movies where the movie has to lead to conversation with other people online afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
He did it with Inception.
He gets on there and actually has conversations with them?
He wants the audience.
Oh, well, that's what you said. He did that with someone.
He wants to confuse you so that you go back and watch it a second time.
And you'll definitely be confused after watching this
Be no confused, Wilmeyer. Tenet hits on demand December 15th. You said you saw a pre-release of Soul.
Yeah, the Pixar movie. I really liked it.
Did you?
Yeah. It's a lot like Inside Out. It's really thought-provoking and
we will love
sweet
it.
And touching.
You know, that's my movie.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. There's not a dead clown, is there?
No, Kim.
There was no dead clowns in In-N-Out. Or Inside Out. Excuse me. In-N-Out's a burger.
There was Bing Bong, but he wasn't a dead clown.
No. She's talking about the big sleeping clown in Inside Out.
Yeah, but I'm also talking about Bing Bong. No, there was a Bing Bong, sleeping.
Yeah. Bong was not a clown. He was some sort of elephant concoction.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
People.
There was the big clown sleeping.
You really loved Inside Out, Kim, didn't you?
No, I really did.
Till the clown scene.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
So Soul hits Disney Plus on the 25th. Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah.
Hits the, well, sorry?
I'm excited.
Why are you so excited about this?
This is crazy that this big of a movie is going to be available to watch on demand or on HBO Max, I think.
Yeah, it hits theaters and HBO Max on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. The new business model for movies. It's got to be.
This is the biggest guinea pig, so this will determine whether we get every big movie at home.
It's going to be hard for them to take it away after giving this, though.
Yeah.
You know, once you cross that barrier, I think it's going to be hard for them not to give us those movies.
Oh, of course. And I did mention National Cookie Day is Friday. We're so excited about December. National Brownie Day is next Tuesday, which, of course, around here we call Taste Test Tuesday.
Well, maybe we need brownies. Maybe we each should bring brownies in.
Well, on that day, remember, we're going to simulate what it's like to lose your sense of smell and taste.
That's right.
By bringing in nose plugs.
That's the 15th.
Wearing them the half hour before we do a taste test to completely diminish our taste and smell. Of course,
the show is going to sound like this for about a half an hour. And then we'll taste test food to see what it's like to have COVID. Because I'm
eating constantly.
It should be really interesting.
I'm eating constantly to make sure I'm not getting any COVID symptoms. Constantly. It's like a constant progression.
Is that what you're doing
to
be sure?
It's a train in, and trust me, it's a train right back out, as Willmeyer heard this
morning. And what Willmeyer doesn't know is on the 15th of December, we're going to have mincemeat pie.
We are?
Is that is that Taste Test Tuesday?
Uh-huh.
Is that the day we're plugging up? Or no,
the plugging up is on the 7th.
Okay.
And then the 15th is mincemeat pie. We've got a month full of Taste Test Tuesdays.
Right, because you thought mincemeat was a savory pie.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not. It's a sweet pie.
You weren't here when we decided
that. And we're leaving it to her.
Oh, I thought you were making it. You said, I'm the one that makes the cook. I'm going to cook. Because I said, I can make mincemeat.
I said, who's been the winner of this Mark versus Kim in the kitchen with food city thing over and over again? And she goes, I was. I'm like, oh, yeah. So then you make it. And she goes, okay.
Oh, okay. So I'm making it. All right.
How about this? We should both make mincemeat pie that day. What are you making? You turn your nose up, just like Will Myers' weird mustache. We don't have to do mincemeat pie.
Well, I think it'll be interesting. I just don't think we need two mincemeat pies.
Flip a coin.
You make it.
As long as no one makes a fruitcake.
Then call it heads or tails?
Tails.
And it's heads. You're making the mincemeat pie.
Wait a minute.
Heads I win, tails you lose.
Call tails and lost the flip. I get to choose, right?
No, I choose.
You lost the coin flip.
Oh. Yeah.
If you lose the coin flip.
I thought if you won the coin flip, you get to choose. You had to make.
Oh, who said that? Why would you win and then lose?
I want you to make it.
Fine. You'll make it.
Okay. I'm making mincemeat pie.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to get mincemeat. You said something about a jar.
I think it comes in a jar. No, you can make.
I've got a couple of weeks to find.
Let's worry about today's Taste Test Tuesday, next week's Taste Test Tuesday, and then we'll think about 3 weeks from now, or whatever.
But now I'm worried about it.
Don't worry, please. Starwater 2.1. So your husband is a man of leisure now. He is a man, a kept man, as we've discussed. With him, he's a kept man. Good wife out here working hard. He's got his feet up at home.
You know, he's still getting a paycheck.
And that's all that matters.
I guess so.
Bills are getting paid. We said this from the very beginning. If his bills are getting paid.
That's right.
More power to him.
But he's been really busy. He is showing me that he's working around the house, but stuff is getting done.
When you say he's showing me, is this like a daily call? Like, okay, honey, I need to see what you've done today.
No, not at all. But, I mean, because I don't
even know.
Walk
around the house. What have you done? Did you fix this? Okay.
I don't even know what he's getting into, but it's funny because I'll come home and, he'll be upstairs or whatever, and he'll come down, and I'll say, well, hey, what you been doing? And
it starts when she walks
in
the door.
Well, but that's the thing.
What you been doing?
But no, I didn't.
What you been doing?
No, I didn't say it like that. I go, hey, what you been doing? And he.
I said it so much differently.
It's not, well, it's not like, what you been doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're not doing anything. No,
see,
it's not
box
like
of
that
tissues
at all.
And
no, it's not like that at all. But anyway, so he'll, you know, and he'll say, well, I've been doing a thing or two.
Let me walk you around the house.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that at all.
Got the closet all fixed up.
But I did say that if this started and, you know, I come home every day and he's laying on the sofa playing video games or something, we're going to have a problem.
And I told you.
But that's not the
case. If the bills are being paid and he's putting money back like he's supposed to, then, hey, what's your problem?
Well,
and that is your problem.
The problem is that we work together as a team to support the household, and he needs to, you know, get his stuff going. But that's not what this is about.
He needs to get his stuff going.
Yeah.
You don't think he thought about that when he took you know, the option of leaving his job?
I just have to be sure he's on track. But that's not... But that's not been... I have a lot of trust.
Well, that's not been a problem at all. Then trust him.
It's not been a problem. But that's not what this is about. What this is about is every day I try to get a little bit of Hallmark in. You know, the Hallmark Christmas movies and stuff like that.
Right.
But the challenge is, this is the third year that I've watched the Hallmark movies. And so... I've seen a lot of them, and they release so many new ones each season.
Okay.
So you have to wait for those, but they like premiere at 8 o'clock at night. Well,
so
I'm not
unlike
watch
him,
that.
Unlike him, who will go back and watch a show with you so that you can have somebody there with you, you don't want to do the same thing for him.
No, I've done that. I've done that, and that's not a problem either. But he doesn't want to watch them. But
can you blame him?
The way that I've got him to watch them with me, and I didn't even know I was doing it. It wasn't a planned thing. Is Hallmark has different channels. Now, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I just learned it.
I did not.
There's the Hallmark Christmas movies, which is, you know, through the Christmas season, which is normally the regular Hallmark movies. They change everything to red and Christmas for Christmas. But then there's also the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know this existed. And so the Movies and Mysteries normally is about... regular Hallmark movies, but they always have some kind of twist or mystery or something, which I've never
seen. Because the other Hallmark movies have no twist.
Apparently.
There is no mystery.
Well,
about one third of the way through, the protagonists meet, and you know that by the end, oh, they're even antagonists at the beginning.
Yeah.
And by the end, they'll have fallen in love, and it's the same thing.
And they're going to kiss in the falling snow.
So now,
and that's, it's fine.
The antithesis of this would be they don't end up together at the end.
Well, but that's not what it is. But I've never seen any of the mystery movies. But the Movies and Mysteries channel also has Christmas movies. And they're different Christmas movies than the ones that on the regular Christmas Hallmark.
That's what I'm saying. Are those the Christmas movies that don't end well?
But they're not mysteries. No, no. It's still beautiful movies and everything, but it's different. They have a different stable of actors. They have different things. So it's like, it's all new. So I was watching one of those the other day, and Ralph sees the little thing in the bottom that says Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
All right.
And he's sitting there and he goes, the one with the cookies, the one that just brought the cookies to the Christmas Eve thing, she's the one who did it. And I go, what are you talking about? And he sits
there.
So
he solved the mystery.
And no, there is no mystery, but he has created a mystery for the whole movie. Throughout the movie, because it says mysteries, he thinks there ought to be a mystery. So he'll watch the movies with me, and he's trying to pick a killer the whole time.
Invents his own, story, essentially?
Yes, and they don't have killers in Hallmark movies.
Why
there's
not?
Never going to be a killer in
Hallmark
movies.
If you're
going
to have a Hallmark Christmas movie on a murders, or was it movies and mysteries?
No, it's movies and mysteries. There is no murder. Murder in Hallmark land.
There's a twist I can get behind.
Yeah.
If you want to get me in front of the Hallmark Channel watching a Christmas movie, then guess what? Throw a speed bump in there.
That man with the axe to cut the tree down, he's the one.
Star 102.1. Oh, there are even more Hallmark channels that you didn't know about.
The regular Hallmark channel that I know about
plays
is
Christmas
movies. That's the Christmas movie. It becomes Hallmark Christmas.
But there's also a Hallmark
Movies and Mysteries.
Movies and Mysteries,
that's
which
one
now
channel
which now
has Christmas movies as well.
Without mystery.
No, there's not mystery. It's or not that I've seen,
and
but
now,
my husband makes the mysteries with them.
I get that. And you're renting them out.
Yes, for others.
Ladies, stand in line. A man of leisure, a kept man, is out for rent.
And Sherry Lawson, one of our listeners, says there's also Hallmark drama, which I'm like...
But on the Movies and Mysteries channel, it says there is some murder programming. Now, I'm looking through all of the different movies right now, and they do actually, they look mostly indistinguishable to me from the normal Hallmark movies.
Why can't you have the formulaic Christmas movie that's running on Hallmark Channel and on Lifetime, too, right? The same thing.
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's different movies. It's different
it's
actors.
It's going along brilliantly, formulaically, and then boom, someone's in a pool of their own blood.
I mean, Hallmark land?
Why not?
A pool of their own blood in the snow?
Oh.
At the Christmas Eve festival?
Talk about a visual.
That's how you get the guys. You do like a regular Hallmark movie, but have twist endings and stuff.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, that's what Ralph's given me.
Work in some proclivities, you know?
Proclivities.
Like you know,
Hallmark proclivities?
The father of the end of the protagonist, the sweet little girl, the father has got some sort of thing, and he needs to be tied up by his feet.
No.
And paddled.
Not in Hallmark land.
Just
Why not?
A normal Hallmark movie, but with a serial killer or something.
Oh, even in bucolic halls, you have proclivities, all right?
We don't talk about our proclivities.
What I'm saying is behind closed doors, you never know what's happening. So work that into a Hallmark movie. Maybe a death. And well, maybe a death by proclivities.
You know, if you okay? death by proclivities.
Yeah, like you hung him upside down by his ankles for too long and too much blood rushed to his head.
Oh, my word.
After the paddling was over.
Then, oh, stop.
He drops to a heap.
La, 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 I can't hear you.
At least some sort of major crime, like a Hallmark heist film or something.
You know,
something.
She literally put her hands over the outside of her headphones.
I know. You just pressed it to where I heard you louder.
Yeah, don't pressure your the harder you press your headphones to your head, the louder
the
I get.
Really.
So there's more options available here for the man, just not a kept man who's now being forced upon. I will say this, though.
He's not being forced upon. He sat down and said, I'll watch with you.
Oh,
and
he
I was
is
like,
too.
Oh.
He's
well,
being
okay,
forced.
Then it means no, he's completely not. Out of ideas. He's done. He's not inventing anything. He's not creating any new businesses. His websites were up and running.
He is.
So there's people from the Peanut Gallery calling in. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Good morning. I couldn't resist the murder and mayhem. It's almost never in the title when they have murder involved, but the Aurora Tea Garden mysteries, they're all, if somebody dies in every one of them.
What's it now? Tell me, what's an Aurora Tea Garden mystery?
That's on Hallmark, and she's a librarian.
Right.
Has a thing about books, you know, murder.
Yeah. Proclivity.
It's like a...
Proclivities.
She loves, like a... She's got book proclivities.
Somebody dies.
Looks like a Nancy Drew kind of thing almost or something.
All right, so can't you work that around Christmas?
Is Nancy Drew.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I'd like that. I'd go for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do they die, though? Is it a terrible death, or is it just like...
You don't really see much. Usually... We don't usually see them or even hear them get killed. They're just, you know, somebody comes upon them.
Comes
upon
them.
And they're dead. Yes, and they're dead by not natural causes.
Okay.
Or,
so, see, that sounds
one
like
of them, she found a skull in a house that
see?
Was given to her.
Throw that into Christmas in Paris.
You
oh,
bet.
Oh, goodness.
Right?
Yeah. You could do it.
Christmas in the catacombs of Paris.
I need to watch these things when
thanks
Christmas
for calling.
Is done.
And
thank
once again,
you.
Thank you for having
thank
the greatest,
you for talking about it.
Greatest phone connection in the history
yes.
of the morning show.
Yeah.
It's the Mark and Kim show, her versus him, Mark versus Kim, as we welcome our two contestants. One named Zach, one named Casey. Morning, Zach.
Good morning.
Morning, Casey.
Good morning.
Casey, have you moved back to that speakerphone?
No.
Okay, keep your mouth right in front of the mouthpiece. Speak up nice and loud to try to win this today.
A car pass to Shadrach's Christmas Wonderland, presented by Ingles. Open nightly at Smoky Stadium. Enjoy this mega drive-thru light show safely from your car. Get $5 off your pass at Ingles. And a free spray tan and $10 gift card from Suntan City. Make a $5 donation to East Tennessee Children's Hospital and get a free spray tan Thursday through Sunday at Suntan City.
Well, he did make it through.
Less announcery.
If I do it monotone, if I do it monotone, I can read it.
All right, so here's how it works. Casey, call this flip of the coin, heads or tails?
Heads.
She said heads, and it's heads. We start with you. Pop culture pop quiz is a race to five as long as both of you have had a chance to answer at least one question. Here we go. Casey, question number one. The pink ribbon is in support of Alzheimer's, breast cancer, cervical cancer, Parkinson's.
Breast cancer.
She said breast cancer. That is correct. That is one. For Casey.
Yes, one for Casey.
Sorry.
Zach has none yet.
You're the scorekeeper. I'm
yeah. Well, you'd said it.
I know.
So well,
forgive
I don't need
me.
To repeat it.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Shawn Mendes is in love with Alicia Cara, Dua Lipa, Ava Max, Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello is what she said. That is correct.
Two for Casey on a race to five.
As long as they both had a
but
chance to answer.
He's not answered yet, yes.
Question number three for Casey. Cyber Monday is always followed by Fat Tuesday, Charity Tuesday, Small Business Tuesday, Giving Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday?
Fat Tuesday, she said. Is incorrect. Casey, Cyber Monday is always followed by Fat Tuesday.
No, this is Zach.
Zach, Fat Tuesday, Charity Tuesday, Small Business Tuesday, Giving Tuesday.
Small Business Tuesday?
Kim.
Giving Tuesday.
Did she say Giving Tuesday?
Casey has 3 points. Zach has zero, but Zach has had the opportunity to answer.
Now.
So now
it's a race,
it's
to,
the
five.
Race to five.
Question number four. Casey, Super Nintendo World is a brand new theme park set to open in Japan, China, Orlando, France.
Japan.
Wow.
That's four for Casey.
Four.
Zach still has nothing.
No idea. That was a total guess.
It's okay. Guessing counts.
Got it.
Guessing works. Question number five. Actor Paul Walker died 7 years ago this week in a plane crash, helicopter crash, car crash, motorcycle crash.
Car crash.
She said car crash.
It's over! Woo! It's over!
Five to nothing. Casey, you did great.
Wow. You got one chance, Casey. I mean, Zach, and that was it. Sorry, brother, but appreciate your calling in, man. And he's gone. He said, screw this game. Yeah, last time we went back and forth over 10 questions. So
yeah.
Tell me what she's won, Will Meyer.
She has won a car pass to Shadrach's Christmas Wonderland presented by Ingles and a free spray tan and $10 gift card from Suntan City.
How about that, Casey?
Yay, thank you, guys.
Hold on, darling. Mark and Kim show still to come up this morning. Oh, we're chock full, ladies and gentlemen. Becca James is coming in after 8 this morning with the Kraft macaroni and cheese pumpkin spice. She won one of the very few boxes.
The real stuff.
Yeah, real stuff versus the stuff that we made here. Will Meyer's pumpkin pie mac and cheese turned out delicious. It was great. So we'll pit those against each other with Taste Test Tuesday right after 8. Kim's Favorite Things just before 9 this morning, where you can win one before they go on sale right here at 8:55 or so. And today your favorite thing is Urban Air Adventure Park. Go bounce and fly and jump and roll and
race and all those things.
All right, so that's coming up. And, of course, super de-duper match and win after 9 o'clock. Where we already have prizes off the board. What's up with that?
I know. Day one.
Right.
Boom.
Would you like to join the show?
I was going to say, where are you going?
Would you like to be part of the broadcast? Why are you on your hands and knees on the floor? I'm serious. Why were you on your hands and knees on the floor?
I just dropped something out there.
You were on your hands and knees when I opened the door.
I bent down to drop a roll of tape that I had because I was waiting. I thought we still had another song.
Huh.
I was waiting to come in. I saw the light on. I was waiting to come in.
You saw the light on, so you were waiting to come in.
You
were on your hands and knees
when
I just looked outside.
You opened the door, and I bent down and laid the tape down so it didn't make a big noise on the air.
Tape?
Yeah. I had a roll of tape.
Okay. What big noise?
What were you taping?
A box.
Are you, like, shipping out there in between segments or something?
I want to do a quiz on who's more knocked.
Sorry, I thought there was another. I thought there was another song.
No, we're here,
okay.
and we're live.
I was just standing
Savage
out there.
Love from Jason Derulo into Good as Hell by Lizzo.
That's my bad. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll say. Especially seeing that you're on your hands and knees in the hallway.
With tape.
It's not on my hands and knees. Speaking of
proclivities, what's going on out there?
You opened the door, and as soon as you saw me, I was leaning down to drop the tape.
You were on your hands and knees when I saw
you. I was not on my hands and knees.
Okay, you came from a very small position.
I did this.
Okay. Kim, if you want to see him, go down to the lowest point you were at, right? I opened the door. No, go down to the lowest point you were. Stay there. Right there. That's how I saw him. What do you think he's doing? He's copping a squat.
Because I immediately knew then we were on the air, and I was like, I don't want this to make a big noise, so I was laying it down.
Carrying
so
a tape display.
But now it's made more noise than you ever thought it could.
I know, exactly.
I just realized something that, are you guys passing notes back and forth?
Well, yes, we have business we're taking care of, too.
Are we?
Yes, we do.
I'm sorry. We're doing a little show over here. When I popped my head out just a moment ago and told you something?
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, after the next song, then I'll come in.
We'll, interesting. Yeah. So, I realized something. I've not been here half my life, but I've been here in Knoxville more than a third of my life now.
Oh, wow.
More than a third of my life has been in Knoxville. Okay. I've actually lived here longer than even the place I grew up in.
Wow.
All right? Because I was out of there by 18.
Goodness.
So here I am. But you two have been here your whole lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now that we're on track.
Yes.
I'm going to run down this list.
Now that we all know
I've got you a tally sheet. Did you see the tally sheet?
I do see it.
MKW, Mark Kim Willmeyer. So quickly tally if you've been there, done that. And we're going to do a quick tally as we can get this bid in now. Now that people are in the floor and hiding tape dispensers while in a doggy down position. So I'll read it off. Yes, no, and I'm sure there'll be some debate. Because if you pass the airplane gas station, does that mean that you've been there? Because it says you get 1 point for every place you've been. How Knoxvillian are you? I've driven past it.
Yeah.
I pulled over.
I've actually been there.
I pulled over to read the historical marker.
Mm-hmm.
Does that count as being there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because you can only be
count.
There if, you, so if you, it's
okay.
not been open.
So if you haven't stopped,
I've stopped.
Haven't been there.
I haven't stopped.
Okay. Then
I've stopped.
Then, okay, quickly.
So y'all both get a point.
Okay, so yeah, no points for you. Balter Beer Works, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
You've been to Balter Beer Works?
Yeah.
Huh. They serve beer there.
I know. My husband likes beer.
Oh, you don't?
We have friends who like beer.
Okay.
I don't.
Barley's Tap Room and Pizzeria.
Yes.
I like to call it pizzeria. We've all been there. Big Ed's Pizza.
Yes.
Yes. Bijou Theater. Yes.
Yes.
Cage Cove.
Well, you're going fast.
Okay, hold on. It's just a tick mark, Wilmar. Tick, tick, tick.
Okay.
What are you up to now? Are you up to Big Ed's Pizza yet?
Yeah, you guys have five. I got four. Yeah.
Okay, we're not keeping score just yet.
Oh, okay.
Bijou Theater.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you been in the Bijou Theater to see something?
A million times.
Yeah.
Okay. Calhoun's on the River.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Cardin's Drive-In on Asheville Highway.
Yes.
I have not.
Because my husband grew up out there.
I pass it.
And we've
I've never stopped. And now it's closed permanently.
It's gone. Hmm. Yeah, it is.
Now you can't go. Crafty Bastard Brewery. No.
No.
Yes.
Oh, tied up again. No, you're still one behind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are supposed to be making tick marks.
Are you making tick marks?
Well, you told him we weren't taking score yet. Yeah. And so
no, I said you're not. I said you're not an announce a score, but keep ticking marks.
Oh, I
how do we figure
it,
out?
I took it the same way Kim did. That I wasn't like don't.
You
keep
told
score
him
right
not
now.
To. We're not keeping score yet. Is what you said.
Oh, forgive me. This is officially off of the rails.
Sorry.
Cruise Farm Pizza Barn. Yes.
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 You had to think about it.
Why?
He's now he's trying to
been there or not?
No, well, I've been to the one on Gates.
Put out a tick mark.
Does that one count?
The Pizza Barn?
The Pizza Barn out there.
No, you've not been out there.
Okay,
if you've not
I
been
haven't.
Out
no.
to the farm.
Why are you yelling at him?
Because I'm not yelling at him.
You are yelling at him.
He goes, I've been to the one on Gay Street. And there's no barn on Gay Street.
The Cruise Farm Pizza Barn is out there where their main establishment
not
is.
Not the ice cream place.
Right. Not the one on Gay Street.
Okay.
It'll serve pizza there. At least I don't know that they do.
I don't think
not
they
the,
do.
That's not the Pizza Barn. Downtown Grill and Brewery.
Yes.
Yes.
Easttown Mall.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. House Mountain.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
You haven't?
You've never
been?
I don't
even know what it is. What is it?
Oh, there's a, it's
where everybody hikes around here.
Spots.
It's a short
hike.
All right. This is a long list, which we should have started 5 minutes ago.
Sorry.
But somebody was on the floor.
Historic Bleak House.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no, never even heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that where somebody got married down the hall?
Yeah, there's been weddings and,
which is now they're no longer married, so it's really the Bleak House?
Kim, you're up by four right now.
You've been there, because you said you saw us at that wedding before you knew us.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Historic Ramsey House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
IAM's Nature Center.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's, Civic Auditorium and Coliseum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we're out of time. Oh, we're out of time. We'll get a score. That was a...
I'm so sorry.
Send that to the Radio Hall of Fame and say, this is how you do morning radio.
I will.
Right there. Mark and Kim Show. I would hope that you can go to Facebook right now. The Mark and Kim Show page on Facebook. Why? Well, because something very incredible is happening right now. Kim has been busy working on getting
four.
Four, pardon me. Mm-hmm. Hi, Becca. Becca James.
Hi.
On the microphone.
Good morning.
Yeah, you are a DJ. All right. And Will Meyer, of course. We have the Kraft mac and cheese, the heat and eat kind of in the microwave Kraft mac and cheese. Now, do you remember, Will Meyer, how you made it the day that you won the pumpkin spice mac and cheese contest here on the Mark and Kim Show?
No.
I do. Because remember, he dumped it in there. And
you
then
don't
he,
remember.
And then he dumped an extra thing in there, and you thought he was overdoing it and to spite us. And then it turned out that it was the best of all of them.
It was. It was the best. He created the best one.
It was.
So what we'd like you to do now, and by the way, remember this, he's a millennial. I don't know if you know this or not, Becca. He has just used a can opener for the first time like a couple of months ago.
Seriously, I grew up with an electric can opener, and I've had them in every apartment, too, and so I've never really, like, used...
Let's see, crack into the pumpkin pie flavor, because that's exactly what ended up winning, is the pumpkin pie...
I think I'm off track a little bit.
How about you have to... Oh, my gosh. Can he not...
Do you need help?
No, let him struggle.
When
please.
I handed it to him, he goes, what is this?
Turn
I
it go, sideways. Let me see.
Can
let me see.
Can opener.
No, not the can, you dope.
Oh,
I'm talking.
Word.
Well, while he's doing that, I'll go ahead and put the official Kraft pumpkin spice mac and cheese on plate.
Let's do that.
All right, so plate that up. Becca James is plating up the real Kraft mac and cheese pumpkin spice.
Fresh off the stove. I live close to the station.
All right, yes, you do. So
it doesn't look orangey like I thought it would because, you know, ours kind of looked orangey after we added the pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the you make it like you would normally with the orange powder, and then they have the pumpkin spice packet, and that powder was white.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Ooh.
White pumpkin spice?
Huh. It was white powder.
Wilmeyer, are you into this thing yet? Wilmeyer.
Finally.
Okay. Keep cranking. Come on. You're actually going the wrong way. No, you're actually going the right way. Okay.
I'm sorry I didn't bring an electric can opener.
Yeah, Ken, please don't do that again.
This one is the one that stays at the station.
Can we get this done,
so
please? You know, as we've learned, we run out of time on segments around
here. Do I need to go heat this back up? I mean, ours is getting cold.
Well, you know, we can do what we can do.
Okay.
Well, first...
What did it smell like when you were cooking it, Becca?
That background noise, by the way, is Wilmeyer attempting to get into...
Don't
cut yourself!
Your hand.
Oh my God, dude, can you not finish the cut?
There's like one part that's...
Then get through it. Becca James, do you see what we deal with every day?
Well, Well, it's too far down now. I don't think I can get it.
You had no idea, did you?
I only know minor first aid. So, okay. And I don't want to get spotted right. with his blood.
Let's try Becca James Kraft, True Kraft mac and cheese okay. with pumpkin spice.
All right, Mark, here you go. Here's
all right,
yours.
Hold on.
Kim, you had some extra spoons.
All right, yeah. I'm going to give it a shot here. Let me turn it.
I gave each of us two
when
spoons.
When you're done, Will.
All right.
And here you go.
So this is it right here. You've got twins. Is that why you segmented it by two pieces right here, Becca James? Is that what you did?
I'm just not good at playing.
All right, here we go.
Now
this
look
is,
at it. Hers
this
looks just like ours
regular?
Without being,
all right, hold on. Here we go.
All right, we're all tasting.
I got to say, not bad. Not bad at all.
I was a little worried about it after the smell of when I mixed the pumpkin spice flavoring in, but that's really good.
That is good.
It tastes really good.
I don't think
good.
You're going to beat this, Will.
I don't think so either,
I don't
bro.
Know. His was pretty
Did
good.
You like
though.
It? What do you think?
I don't either because I can't get the can open. It's
Oh, good Lord.
I do like it, yeah. I like
By the way, welcome to Taste Test Tuesday. Mm. It's Taste Test Tuesday here on the Mark and Kim Show. I'm going to tell you.
Just pour some out.
Can you not? Hold
that's
on.
That's good enough, right?
Get a spoon.
Hold on. Would you? No. You don't pour it out. You're going to have to spoon it out.
Well, I know. That's what I was telling him. Turn it over and just take the spoon
okay, hold
and
on.
Scoop.
Is that the best you could do with a can opener? Becca James. Becca James, the mother of twins.
I'm just going to eat some more of this. This is really good.
Will Myers, the mother of dragons. Becca, the mother of twins. All right? Can you get through that?
Oh, he pushed it down in a weird way.
Oh, you pushed it down in a weird way. Snap.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, he's killed it. Kim, what do you think about the pumpkin spice mac and cheese from Kraft?
Not bad at all.
All right. Obviously,
how did you do this?
Obviously, here's what we'll do. We'll come back because, you know, we could never get anything.
I didn't know I had to bring two cans of this stuff because Will Meyer was going to ruin one.
Okay. Kim, okay. Remember when I had to pick his Will's lock on his drug safe the other day?
Yeah, that's
Am
true.
I going to have to take care of this can of pumpkin pie filling for you, too? Dude, all right, you're
Do
a
you
hot.
Do you have a pocket knife or something?
He's a hot mess. Look, when we come back,
he has pushed it so far down. I've already cut myself on a can once.
Wait, what?
Stitches.
Oh, not today.
Not today.
We welcome in Becca James from the Midday Show. She was one of the people that won the Kraft mac and cheese pumpkin spice flavor, which I'm telling you right now, Becca James, the girl with two first names, go ahead and grab that microphone because I'll tell you right now, yours is going to be hard to beat.
This is good stuff.
I was surprised.
It's so good.
You know, it's hard to believe that a major food manufacturing company, been around for 100 years, might be able to perfect something as simple as PSL mac and cheese.
Well,
all right, okay.
Better than us here in
when
the studio.
When I first mixed it in, the smell made it seem iffy, but
right.
the taste
was
absolutely
tremendous.
Went.
All right, so what
good.
Do we have now? What do we have now?
This is the pumpkin pie filling mixed in with the regular mac Kraft, and cheese.
Which we loved last time, because what we did
we
is
did.
We, you had the pumpkin spice.
The shake the little shake, spice, right. yeah.
I had the pumpkin flavor,
pure
just pumpkin,
pumpkin,
just pure pumpkin. He had the pumpkin pie filling. This is warm.
And his one.
All right, so let's taste test.
It doesn't
test.
Smell great.
No.
All right, Becca James, you be the first. You're the guest of the morning show here. Feel free, jump right in. Don't be trepidatious.
I know her
okay,
face looks
good.
All right, here we go. She's grabbing a bite, chewing it up. Your thoughts initially, right off the bat?
Not as bad as I expected.
Right?
It is sweet and savory, and I do like it. But I do like the Kraft better because
right, Will
of
Meyer,
the extra spice.
You're next. Give it a shot. This is the man who's concocted this. Do you have trouble putting food in your mouth again?
I do right now.
You literally had to. You threw it against your chin.
I think he's trying to save the mustache.
Do you see
or
what
something.
We deal with every day, Becca? You know, in the staff meetings when we're always like jumping on Will Meyer. Do you always wonder why?
I get it now.
You get it now.
I get it.
It's okay.
All right.
I think the other one might be a little bit better.
Kimberly, go ahead and grab yourself a bite of Will Meyer's concoction, pumpkin spice mac and cheese. She likes this.
It's still savory. It's still smooth.
All right. You like it?
I like it.
All right. Do you like it better? Okay, hold on. Wait for votes. Hang on. Here you go. Got to give mine a shot here.
I need another bite of yours, please.
Okay. Oh, we're going back and forth again?
I'm going to have to because this
All
is.
Right. This okay. is it. This is Will Meyer's concoction, which I loved the first time. Loved it first time. Here we go. Hot. You lose the mac. You lose the mac in this.
You do.
It feels like you're eating baby food.
Mm-hmm.
You may have overdone it on the pumpkin pie filling this time because it didn't have this much last time.
I think Kraft wins, though, because the spice.
Is that your vote?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, I still love
it.
I would still eat this.
Did you see it? Last week I told you when you weren't here, Will Meyer, I'm a pinky popper.
Yeah.
I was just
there
doing
it. Is.
I can't stop myself. I don't know what happened.
He's a delicate eater.
All right, voting.
I still
Becca
love
James.
This.
Becca James, a girl with a nickname and a first name.
The Kraft.
Kraft is the winner. That's your vote. Kim? Kim? Kim is...
She's just hungry.
No.
Kim?
I like Will Meyer's.
Oh.
Will Meyer?
I got to go Kraft. I like it better than my own.
So there's four people. It might be tied.
It might be.
Except I'm choosing Kraft.
All right.
Better than
it.
Wilmar. So there you go, Kraft. Woo! We were gonna at you all day today. We're going to at you like, hey, Kraft, guess what?
After I had Wilmeyer's, though, I mean, I loved the Kraft. But once I had Wilmeyer's, it was like the spice that I liked so much in the Kraft, suddenly I didn't like so much.
And
I
by mean, the way, let me just tell you this, Becca James. We have broken new ground here on the Mark and Kim show this morning.
Oh.
Because Kim normally won't eat people's food from houses that she's not been to.
I had questions I had to ask, but we got Wilmeyer off with the, you know.
Well, I take that as a compliment that she trusted my house and the cleanliness of my house.
Do you have a cat?
No.
Is there a smoker in your house?
No. I have twin boys. That's it.
Do you often clean the HEPA filters?
I don't think we have a HEPA filter.
Oh!
What is a HEPA filter?
Oh, she's puking. She's puking. Oh, she's puking. Let me get that traffic.
Seriously, though, what's a HEPA filter?
Start with a 2.1 Mark and Kim show. We love talking about other people's money. I think everybody likes talking about other people's money. We always refer to the world's richest list, like Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. Now, Elon Musk. You had to do that before. Elon Musk sold shares in the company or going IPO or whatever. He's got over $100 billion
now. Gosh.
The Zuckerberg has a bunch. They all got a bunch. We love talking about other people's money. So let me run down exactly what Brandon Blackstock, Mrs. Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband to be. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yep.
She was in love, and then she wasn't. The pandemic was one of this killed that relationship, right? They were one of the casualties of the pandemic.
What was it they said that they were having some issues anyway, but when they were put in quarantine together, they just couldn't overcome them.
Right, a couple that when you're together more, realize that you shouldn't be together.
It's a good test though if you're spending that much time together and
right. So listen to this headline. Kelly Clarkson wins primary custody and divorce, but husband wants $436,000 a year.
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 No! A month in support. What? He wants half of $1 million, a year.
A year.
No! A month from Kelly Clarkson. Now, look, Kelly Clarkson has had some hits. She's had a lot of hits. She's had some ups. She's had some downs when it comes to the recording industry.
Mm-hmm.
She's on television right now. I don't know how much that makes her. I don't know if it's a syndicated deal in the way in which Ellen DeGeneres, Judge Judy, all of them along the way have made buku bucks because of syndication. So I don't know what her syndication deal is. But let me tell you, as we talk about other people's money, if he's asking for $436,000 a month in support, how much is she making? I'm sorry.
And doesn't he
how much is she making?
And doesn't he, as her agent, get a cut of what she's making anyway?
I don't think he's still her agent. You don't think they could be married, not married, and then he stays on as an agent?
No, I thought they were. I thought I heard story that he was still going to be her manager. They were still going to have a working partnership, but
I'd be surprised by that. But it says that her net worth is $45 million per celebritynetworth.com.
Okay, so she has that much, but she, to ask for $436,000 a month, $436,000 a month, that means you're earning every month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she is earning every month.
I understand that, but is she earning enough? Like, let's say that's half. Okay, she's earning $12 million a year?
Seems reasonable to me.
Does it? When was the last time a Kelly Clarkson song played on the radio?
But she's also on one of the shows, one of the music
Voice.
Shows, The Voice. Thank you.
What's her salary on The Voice?
$560,000 per episode, which adds up to $14 million per season.
So see,
she's getting $14 million a season from The Voice?
Apparently.
She's got things going on. And her television show, I would have to imagine she gets quite a bit for that.
I'm not seeing figures for that. But yeah, for The Voice alone, though, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. If she did nothing else.
The understatement of the day.
Yeah, if you weren't sure, that's a lot of money.
Kelly and her estranged husband, Brandon Blackstock, were fighting over custody of their son and daughter, I guess River and Remy. Forgive me, I don't know. Is that a boy and a girl?
It is.
Okay. Brandon apparently has decided he wants to live on their ranch in Montana.
Remy is short for Remington, by the way.
Okay, thank you. And want a joint custody of the kids where he could be shuttled, where they could be shuttled back and forth between L.A., where Kelly lives, and Montana, where he wants to live, on their ranch.
Mm-hmm. That's where they were quarantining. Mm-hmm. That's where it all fell apart.
Judge gave Kelly and Brandon joint physical and legal custody. But the upshot is that Kelly will have kids most of the time. She'll have basically effectively primary custody of the kids. But forgive me for being stuck on the $436,000 a month. Mm. You can't get by on $200,000 a month. Tiersa Smith joins us from WATE 6 on your side. Now, I'm going to play some audio here, Tiersa.
Okay.
And I know how you react to certain things. I just want you to know. I just promoted this by saying I'm not here for much of TikTok. But I'm here for hashtag dry heave TikTok. Now, I have played audio from you for you before of a woman in the middle of a news broadcast getting sick and then letting fly a projectile glob of goo. And it hits the floor and you never like that sound. You always freak out. Oh, stop
no,
playing
I do not.
That. Okay.
No.
Now, understand here, there's a hashtag running right now on TikTok. It's just dry heave or dry heaving. Now, are you familiar, Camille, with a dry heave?
Oh,
right?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, Willmeyer, do you know what a dry heave is?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, well, you're not throwing up.
Yeah.
But the process.
You can't even think about something.
Right.
Just,
like this morning, if in fact somebody was grossed out by us mixing pumpkin pie filling into the mac and cheese, they could have started dry heaving because it's so gross sounding. Mm-hmm. But it actually turned out pretty good. And we did finally get the Kraft macaroni and cheese, Tiersa, with pumpkin spice, which was very good.
It was.
Oh, pass. Yeah. That sounds horrible, but okay.
Okay.
Well, the
well,
sound,
really good.
It doesn't sound
right?
good, but it really is.
I'd like you to listen to dry heave TikTok. Dude is standing there. He's on camera, and I guess he's relating a story about getting his hair cut.
And he's a bald guy, so I found that interesting.
Well, you know, bald guys at one point weren't bald.
Mm-hmm.
We do get haircuts. Mm-hmm. Not anymore, but.
Because usually it's like partially bald, which is why they got to get the haircut.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So. Listen to my dude here as he's describing his hairdresser and the egg salad sandwich.
So one time I was getting a haircut, and the lady giving me a haircut must have had an egg salad sandwich.
Oh, I don't do well with this kind of stuff.
And mm-mm. She breathed right into my mouth.
I haven't seen Mark so tickled in a long time.
Oh, my God. Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my dude.
Yeah, Tiersa, it's worse when you see it.
It takes me back. I'll just never. I had a 6'6" uncle named Uncle Bob, because we all have at one point in our lives an Uncle Bob. Big New Jersey guy, the funniest guy. And we were walking around. I was kids, my cousins, my brother, my parents, my uncle and aunt. And we were at the zoo in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked into the primate cage. And Bob, big tough basketball player, Rutgers University, the whole thing. He couldn't even breathe. With a
Oh no.
It is pungent.
Oh. I don't know what it is about dry heaving that makes me laugh so hard. But so if you need a rabbit hole today, the hashtag dry heave or dry heaving on TikTok is your day.
I'll not be doing
it. It's your rabbit hole.
No.
But that's actually nothing came out, Tiersa. You understand that, right?
Mm-hmm. It's the sound, though. I don't like it.
It's that sound. Okay. I get you on that.
Oh, it makes me nauseous. Oh, I can't.
So I shouldn't play the lady.
Don't. You want me to get this newscast to you. You will not.
Without you puking. All right. 8:52 now. Here's what's happening.
At 9 o'clock, Kim's favorite thing goes on sale this morning for half price. And today, my favorite thing is Urban Air Adventure Park. And I got to be honest with you, it's my favorite thing because it's one of my son's favorite things.
There you go.
He and his friends, they're 15 years old. Everything from pre-K to, you know, teens and adults can play at Urban Air Adventure Park. There's so much more than just the indoor trampolines. There's the go-kart races. There's the climbing walls. There's the laser tag. There's food. Got to have food when the kids are there. And you can go whether it's too hot in the summer, too cold in the winter, or you
That's
just
today,
wanted something different. Yeah, it's
too
year-round fun, and it's huge, and it's all contained, and they even have those massage chairs up there next to the trampolines. So the moms...
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Did I know
so
that?
The moms can hang out, and, you know, the kids can do their thing, or you can jump out there with them. So the deal is a family four-pack of Urban Air Adventure Park passes at half price for just $33.30. That's an incredible deal. Now, there's a limited number of those. At 9 o'clock, they go on sale. So you have to go to star1021fm.com, click on Kim's Favorite Things, follow the directions, be ready to go, because I have a feeling these will go
fast.
They
always sell out. They always sell out quick.
Now, I've also got a family four-pack of Urban Air Adventure Park passes to give away right now if you're caller number 10 at 656-STAR.
About to check the news from WATE 6 on your side. It's Tiersha Smith.
Good morning, everyone. New information this morning in a crime alert coming out of a road rage shooting from over the weekend. Knoxville police describe the person that they're looking for as a white male with a scruffy beard and long hair, and they're trying to find a blue Ford Explorer with an out-of-state white license plate. That shooting happened Friday night around 9:30 on I-40 near the Strawberry Plains Pike exit. You're urged to contact 865-215-7212. That's the Crime Stoppers or Crime Tip Hotline if you have any information. The two people that were apparently hit, shot by this person, they're doing fine, you know, non-critical injuries, but they didn't know the person either. Yeah. So this was random.
Random as hell. Mm.
The Maryville Police Department is asking for your help in the search for a missing teenager, 15-year-old Natalie Ann Witte. She was last seen at the Ashley apartment Saturday wearing blue jeans and a camo jacket. We're told that she has brown hair, hazel eyes, and she's 5'8". Anyone with information on where she might be is asked to call 911. The Tennessee Department of Health is reporting a record number of new cases in a single day. Out of 55,000 tests, nearly 8,000 came back positive, making the percent positive rate nearly 15%. Nearly 2,300 Tennesseans are currently in the hospital with the virus. Over 4,000 have now died from the virus. Now, as for the numbers in Knox County, the Health Department is reporting nearly 150 new cases. There are now over 2,200 active cases in the county. 126 people are currently in the hospital, and 167 have died. Later this week, Knox County leaders, health leaders, are set to take up a new health regulation that would limit gathering sizes if passed. The regulation aims at limiting gathering sizes to no more than 8 people in Knox County unless the group is from the same household. Remember, the Board of Health was supposed to consider something like this at a special called meeting last week, but that was postponed because of some confusion with the wording. The proposed social gathering regulation is on the agenda for Wednesday. We'll, of course, have a full wrap-up of that meeting. And last, Hamblin County's mask mandate has now been extended through the end of the month. Mayor Bill Britton made the decision yesterday afternoon. It was initially slated to expire at midnight last night. The mandate will now last until December 30th.
Well, as the weather gets colder and colder, and believe it or not, it is supposed to be even colder tonight, I think.
Yeah, down to 23. 20s.
Yeah. 23.
We have a wind chill at 23 right now, so.
A lot of us find it harder to get out of bed.
You okay, Tiersha?
No, I need the Lord right now. It's really cold.
Miami girl's not handling it well.
Never does.
Find it harder to get out of bed, and you may think you're the only one that does that, but now they found that science shows, yes, it is harder, and I'm like, is this what they were spending money on?
Because my again, bones hurt. That's why.
Your bones hurt.
They don't need a scientist to tell me it's tough to get out of bed
exactly.
when it's cold.
Right? According to a new study, it's harder to get our brains to wake up and activate when it's cold outside.
Just like your car.
It's like hibernation.
Just
and
like
stuff.
Your furnace. Just like Wilmire. It's always tough to get them working when it's cold.
Yeah, your children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Basically, they found the parts of our brain that are normally activated by daylight in the morning get stuck back down by the cold.
All right.
So it takes a lot of extra effort to wake up when it's cold.
But what if you leave, like, you make your bedroom cold on purpose? Like,
yeah,
I do.
I do.
Like, my bedroom is probably 65 degrees.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Ours probably is too, and I love it.
No.
Yes. Oh.
But I saw a meme the other day that it was so true. It has evening cold when you go to bed, and it's right. got you in bed, and all the covers off and the fan on you. This is so me. And then morning cold where you wake up, and it's the same temperature, but right. you're freezing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But your body's been under covers all night.
Yeah, but it's just so true.
Yeah. Cute little story to warm the cockles of your heart this morning, because we need that. Little
it's
cockle.
Cold. Cockle warming is good.
That's right. Exactly. Have you gotten into any of the old-fashioned American-style COVID shaming yet?
COVID shaming?
Have you decided to go online, maybe, and someone's putting up their plight about getting through COVID, and you just leave a comment shaming them? Have you done that yet?
No, I have not.
It's a whole barrel of fun.
I have not done
it. It's
that.
A whole afternoon.
Now, I have to say, if I knew somebody who was just all, you know, loose with everything and, oh, this isn't real and stuff like that, and then they got it. I wouldn't wish ill on them.
Did you say if there were people like that?
Well, if I knew somebody like that, and then
you know people like that.
I know.
Have you shamed them?
No, but I mean, if they were just like really, you know, shame, you know, not thinking it's real.
Honey,
at all,
we work with those people.
But yes, but if they've gotten it, I might be tempted to say, well, now you believe,
right.
don't you?
Here's something. Let me run this past you. See if you think Ice-T was a little hard on his father-in-law for getting COVID. All right.
Okay.
Now this is the father of Coco, his wife Coco. You familiar with her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's interesting.
Yes.
She's very interesting. So. She's a personality all our own.
Mm-hmm.
Big personality.
She's a couple of big personalities. Well, her dad's in the hospital with COVID. All right. So, Ice-T commented on the picture that Coco put up of her father struggling with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And he captioned it, says, quote, "My father-in-law, serious no masker. COVID hit him. Pneumonia, both lungs. 40 days in ICU, close to death. Now he's oxygen indefinitely. Oh, he's a believer now. Hashtag COVID is not a game."
Hmm.
Is that COVID shaming?
Yes.
A little bit.
I mean, didn't he just basically call out the facts on that?
Yeah.
He did. That's exactly right. He's not wrong. I mean, but it's he's right. He's still shaming.
You don't have to be wrong to shame.
No,
right?
You don't.
But it's like I said, if you know somebody that well and they've been so, this isn't real, I'm not wearing a mask and all that stuff. And he said his father-in-law was an anti-masker. And then they end up in the hospital. While you don't wish that on anyone, okay? I don't think anybody wishes that on anyone. It would be kind of hard to say, how you feeling now, Pops?
Well, people started accusing him of enjoying the irony of his father's illness a little too much, or his father's father-in-law's illness a little too much, and said, quote, "I would never wish anyone sickness. I don't need that karma." It's not even that you don't need that karma. You just don't need that. It's just not a friendly way
to
be.
No, it's not good to be that way.
But keep in mind, people who've worn masks religiously still get COVID, too.
Absolutely.
So in every which way that you can get COVID, people have gotten COVID.
But don't you feel better about them at least trying not to get it or pass it or you would certainly you know, those things
yeah.
if you're
the
trying
efforts.
To be on your best effort
right.
and you still get it? Well, that's different
there's still so much denial, too. Actually, I think that comment in a way is constructive in that, like, you know, he's a person with a lot of following and it says, hey, look, here's an example of somebody who, you know, was going around not wearing the mask and now look how. What rough shape they're
in. And I think it's more than just not wearing the mask, probably not staying out of gatherings, probably not being 6 feet apart from people, maybe not cleaning himself properly the way he should, hands and mouth and the whole thing, and shaving off a mustache, probably didn't do that. You're supposed to.
All sorts of things can get caught in there.
I wash it diligently.
Do you?
Yeah.
How many times a day do you wash that?
Twice, at least.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that diligent twice?
Yet the two of you could not understand that the first thing I do when I walk into this building every morning is wash my face and wash my hands.
That's so weird. I wouldn't do it at work.
What did the water and the soap is the same thing here as it is at my house? How is it any different? Tell me.
It's not any different. You just don't do it at work.
I don't wash my face at work. Mm-mm.
I have facial hair.
So have you sometimes got, we have a shower here at work. Have you gotten in the shower here before?
I have not, but you have.
I haven't.
You haven't been in that shower?
No.
Haven't you taken a shower here yet?
No.
We haven't had to stay overnight yet, but I have to clean it down first.
Yeah,
I
need a tetanus shot.
Taking a shower in this building, yes, you would, is much different than me washing my face in the morning here. Much different.
Yeah.
I'm washing my
face.
I don't know, though.
I mean, if you're comfortable washing
I can't
your
believe
face.
That I have to defend washing my face to you two.
Are you eating in your car on the way here?
I eat my breakfast at home. I get in the car. I come to work.
Why don't you eat your breakfast, wash your face, then get in the car?
And I come to work, and I wash my hands and face again. I like the feeling of washing my face.
Now, washing my hands, I do when I come in.
I can't believe I have to defend washing my face at work like it's a thing.
There's just some things you do at home.
I do it at home.
Yeah, only at home.
I ate mac and cheese a little while ago. Guess what I did? Went and washed my face.
I don't know. Pulled out your cot and took a nap, too? I don't know.
Pull out my what?
Your cot. I'm just saying there's something.
My what?
Your cot.
Spell it.
C-O-T.
Thank you. We'll be right back on Star 102.1. Desperately cold today for those of you who aren't really into cold temperatures. Anything below 40 is desperately cold, right?
Yeah,
Wind chill pretty much. Wind chill at 23, so
That's the desperately part.
Right, and you have a headache too, of course.
I do. I'm hoping it's going to go away soon. It's not as bad as it was. I took some...
Wilmar just shook his head.
I read every year that that's not a real thing. That's
Well, you tell my head that because I'm just telling my head hurts.
And she calls it a snow headache.
Yeah, it's with weather systems or something.
Or COVID-19?
No, it's not COVID-19.
Well, you know, as you said, if I have it, you have it. Well, guess what? If she has it, guess who else has it?
Yeah, so.
You. She's looking at right you. She's talking to you.
I know.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just find that odd. The whole, like, what, your knees hurt? People say that too sometimes.
My knees don't hurt.
So you think all these people are just psychosomatic like you are?
I'm not convinced either way, but, you know, doctors and scientists seem to say, like, it's not real. So
who believes doctors or scientists?
Well, that's true. But it's just.
Nonetheless, today's high 37. If she doesn't have, she has a headache. Just be glad that she's not attributing it to you or me.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Just be happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, she just hasn't realized yet that it's us.
Yeah, that's right.
Blame the weather.
Well, but it hit yesterday after 11 o'clock, so y'all were gone. Right. You know, it wasn't, you weren't around at the time.
I have a new favorite song from Milli Vanilli, Blame it on the rain.
Blame it on the snow.
Well, the rain, too. You get a headache when rain.
Sometimes when a big storm system. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I do.
45 today. Oh, I'm sorry, 37 today, 45 tomorrow, 50 by Thursday. Cardi B. You heard of her?
I heard of her.
Mm-hmm. Cardi B apologizing for boasting about how big her Thanksgiving gathering was. Yeesh. I'd like to know what state she had this in. Does she live in Atlanta? Where does Cardi B live?
She's from New York, but
I understand where she's from. But where's she living now? Because certain states have more restrictions than others. She boasted about the 12 kids and 25 adults over the holidays. It was lit, she said.
Yeah.
But then, of course, she faced the backlash.
Well, as well she should, because if you're going to have it, do it and don't put it in others' faces.
Who may be
living with somebody who has COVID or who may have followed the directions and felt like they were missing their family. I mean, you know, if you're going to do it, just do it.
She said, sorry, my bad. I wasn't trying to make nobody feel bad. I just had my family in my home for the first time, and it felt so good and it uplifted me. I spent so much money getting everyone tested, but it felt worth it. I wasn't trying to offend no one.
Not seeing where this party, right, for this Thanksgiving
Rita Ora. Rita Ora is apologizing.
What is she apologizing
for? For hosting a 30th birthday party for herself and ignoring the current lockdown orders in the United Kingdom. That's where she lives. She said, quote, I'm deeply sorry for breaking the rules, and I understand that this puts people at risk. This was a serious and inexcusable error of judgment. So the whole time, the whole ramp up, if she knew that this was a serious and inexcusable error of judgment, she didn't get that feeling before the party? As she was organizing and planning it and inviting all these people over?
It sounds to me like she was busted.
Yeah, right.
And now she's like, oh, well.
Don't apologize after you've gotten busted for something that obviously took some forethought.
Mm-hmm. That's all we've been talking about for, what, 9 months now almost?
What?
I mean, just the fact, don't gather, you know, no large gatherings. All that
right, I mean, that's
stuff.
More
I mean,
so now if, than if it they're, has if they're been telling us
that, that certainly does keep infections down a little bit, then you try to help. But don't apologize when you knew damn well what you were doing the entire time.
Yeah.
By the way, they had to call the police to break it up. That's how big this party was.
Oh, my gosh.
Because people are turning other people in.
Oh, my gosh.
So they turned her in, and she was fined $13,000. Now, I don't know, you know, drop in the bucket for people that make a lot of money like that, but still. And we talked about the fact that David Prowse, who was the body of Darth Vader, not the voice and certainly not the face.
No.
Of Darth Vader, he did die of COVID-19.
Oh.
Yeah, according to his daughter, he said that he contracted the coronavirus and been hospitalized for 2 weeks. He was 85. Mm. You know, get into those 80s, and that's where the coronavirus can really, really get you. How often do you even know who Rosie Perez is?
I know you're in the movies. Yeah, she was in White Men Can't Jump, Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, those are old movies, though.
Yeah.
She's on
a talk show, I think, though, too, isn't she?
She's on a talk show.
She was on one of the all-female, like, roundtable talk shows, I think.
Was it the Chew, the Chat, the Kitchen?
Was it?
Isn't it? I don't know if she's on it. I'm just saying there's the Talk, the Chat, the Chew, the
she
Kitchen.
She was on The View.
The View?
Yeah, she's on The View.
She's on The View?
She was on The View.
Okay.
That's the one we left out.
Well, here you go. She got coronavirus in Thailand while filming The Flight Attendant all the way back in December of last year. She said it was bad. It was terrifying. My manager was with me, and I said, don't let me die in Bangkok.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I think is going to be your memoir. Is it correct?
It does sound like a good title. Don't let me die in Bangkok.
And he goes, oh, my God, you're scaring me. So she caught it last year. She said it was terrifying. My manager said, don't let me die. And, oh, my God, you're scaring me. They didn't even know it was coronavirus back then. No idea.
Because in December, who knew? Yeah. Mm.
Did you know?
No.
Did I know? My doctor has told me, she goes, we had people coming in that we thought, oh, God, you know, this could be bad.
Yeah.
I've thought so many times back to New Year's Eve and thinking like, oh, this was a really good year and I can't wait for this next year. And just, you know, that feeling of just being totally oblivious to what was about to come.
We saw all the symptoms. We had no idea what we were facing, but everybody had the same symptoms. They were coughing. Mm-hmm. They were feverish. Some people, you know, got over it easy enough. And
I have a friend I talked to yesterday, and he said that he had the antibodies test, and they said, you lit up like a Christmas tree. He had had it, never knew he had it.
Does it have anything to do with antibodies?
But he had.
So if you have antibodies, you light up like,
lit up like
your
a
nose
Christmas
glows,
tree.
Your
whatever
hair.
Test they do. Is,
sparkles.
You know, but he had had it. Apparently, he thought it was a sinus infection way back, like, you know, the end of last year. same kind of thing. And they said, that's when we think you had it. We didn't know at the time. They treated him for a sinus infection. And
So that's it.
But that he's not been sick any other time, so that's the only time he can think, unless he was just asymptomatic.
And Queen Elizabeth will find a little COVID-19 break here. It's she's being forced to choose which royals get to spend Christmas with her because of strict lockdown rules. You think that Andrew... In his little scandalous affairs that are happening with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey
Epstein. He might be the one, though, because I don't think it's going to be Harry and Meg.
Well, they're not coming back because I think they've been kind of ostracized themselves.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know it's not going to be them. Wouldn't she probably have William and Catherine and their kids?
I would assume so. But that means she doesn't get to see her one-year-old great-great-grandchild or great-grandchild, Archie.
Archie.
Have you seen one picture of Archie?
I can't tell you who's who. I know nothing about the royal family.
Oh, here we go.
I've seen.
You could have told me his name
was
Melvin, and I would have just went along with
it. Would you believe me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Melvin.
His name was Melvin. Yeah. Archie Melvin.
Prince Melvin.
Prince Archibald Melvin. Matter of fact, I think that'll be your name from this point forward.
Archibald Melvin.
Prince Archibald Melvin.
Well, I've been called worse.
And tomorrow you probably will.
Yeah, probably.
All right, we're done and gone for the day. Have a great one. Be safe. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading the Starwater 2.1 app. The app includes the Mark and Kim Show Morning After, which we haven't done in a couple of weeks. It is its own thing now. You have to subscribe to that individually unless you go to the Starwater 2.1 app, and it's right there for you. Download the app at your app store. On your Google phone, it's called Google Play. On your iPhone, it's an app store. From the Mark and Kim Show, have a great day. This is Starwater 2.1.